Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Today, Florida announced a website where people can pre-register for the COVID-19 vaccine. It's myvaccine.fl.gov. The state said that registrants will be contacted by phone, text, or email when vaccine appointments are available in their county and assisted in making appointments to receive their shot. Manatee County just announced that more than 5,000 vaccination appointments will be booked on Monday, and it is not opting into the state's online registration system. If you're already in Manatee's standby pool, there's no need to register through the state. Johnson & Johnson says its vaccine appears to protect against COVID-19 with just one shot. It's not as strong as some two-shot rivals, but still potentially helpful for a world in dire need of more doses. Results released today show the single-shot vaccine was 66% effective overall at preventing moderate to severe illness and much more protective against the most serious symptoms. The vaccine worked better in the U.S. compared to South Africa, where it was up against a tougher mutated virus. The company says it will file an application for emergency use soon in the U.S. and then abroad. Another video has surfaced of Republican Congressmember Marjorie Taylor Greene making an incendiary remark. Mother Jones released a video from before the November 2020 election in which she seems to be endorsing political violence. She says the only way you get your freedoms back is it's earned with the price of blood.
Here's the deal. If this generation doesn't stand up and defend freedom, it's gone.
Yeah.
And once it's gone, freedom doesn't come back by itself. The only way you get your freedoms back is it's earned with the price of blood. We can't be too busy or too complacent or too worried about offending someone anymore. There's no more excuses. This is it. November 3rd, freedom is on the ballot. You have a choice of either voting for freedom by voting for Donald J. Trump for president again for 4 more years, voting Republican straight down your ballot, or you're going to vote for socialism and vote to completely end America as we know it. And this is no joke. They do not want you to be able to defend yourself, because if you can defend yourself, guess what? Then you can stop a tyrannical government. However, if they take away your guns, then you can't, not only can you never stop a tyrannical government, you can never even defend yourself if someone is breaking in your home. And that's the reality. This is where we are today in 2020.
That's Republican Congressmember Marjorie Taylor Greene speaking before she was elected. She seems to be endorsing political violence, saying the only way you get your freedoms back is it's earned with the price of blood. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump has been retained by the family of a Florida high school student who was body slammed by a school police officer and appears to lose consciousness after her head hits the concrete. Crump tweeted Thursday that he and Orlando attorney Natalie Jackson are representing the 16-year-old student at Liberty High School in Kissimmee. And finally, John Chaney, one of the nation's leading black coaches during a Hall of Fame career at Temple, has died. The university said the basketball coach died today after a short unspecified illness. Tonight, clear and cool, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Expect rain on Sunday night. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
In a world that's clogged and choking with a massive overdose of plastic trash, you'll be heartened to learn that governments and industries are teaming up to respond forcefully to this planetary crisis. Unfortunately, their response has been to engage in a global race to make more plastic stuff and to force poor countries to become dumping grounds for plastic garbage. Leading this Kafkaesque greed fest are such infamous plunderers and polluters as ExxonMobil, Chevron, Shell, and other petrochemical profiteers. With fossil fuel profits crashing, the giants are rushing to convert more of their oversupply of oil into plastic. But where to send the monstrous volumes of waste that will result? The industry's chief lobbyist outfit, the American Chemistry Council, looked around last year and suddenly shouted, "Eureka! There's Africa!" In particular, they're targeting Kenya to become a plastics hub for global trade and waste. However, Kenyans have an influential community of environmental activists who've enacted some of the world's toughest bans on plastic pollution. To bypass this inconvenient local opposition, the dumpers are resorting to an old corporate power play, free trade. Their lobbyists are pushing an autocratic trade agreement that would ban Kenyan officials from passing their own laws or rules that interfere with trade in plastic waste. Trying to hide their ugliness, the plastic profiteers created a PR front group called Alliance to End Public Waste. But hello, it's not public waste. Exxon and other funders of the Alliance make, promote, and profit from the mountains of destructive trash they now demand we clean up. This is Jim Hightower saying the real problem is not waste, but plastic itself. Rather than subsidizing more of the stuff, we should seek out and encourage people who are developing real solutions and alternatives.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.